In opening remarks, North Dakota State University President Dean Brashani highlighted the land-grant university's national ranks.
We're one of the top 100 public research universities in the nation, and we also do a phenomenal job as far as licensing, royalties, copyrights, and trademarks. Very competitive with institutions three or four times our size.
One request from President Brashani, along with several other groups, is funding for the Agricultural Products Development Center on campus.
The original legislative request was that we raise $20 million. We're at 4.3 and change. This is an NDSU building. We don't get classroom space. We don't get research and development space. Currently, those activities are taking place in a building built in 1954 and was not built for that purpose. The conditions in the building are legendarily embarrassing and unproductive. When they bring international guests through that building to see how we're doing our commercialization research of agricultural products, we usually get some snarky comment like, wow, it's a functioning museum.
The testimony concluded with the executive recommendation on behalf of NDSU.
A 7-5 cut after two sessions of cuts would be devastating. For us, that would be $5 million. It would be students and their educational experience that would suffer. We've cut and we've cut and we've cut, and doing a cut like this, it'd be the best thing that ever happened to our competing institutions outside of the state of North Dakota.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.